USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With major coronavirus spikes in Florida and Texas, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has now ordered all the bars in his state, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, ordering his bars closed for the second time with a record resurgence in new coronavirus cases following reopenings last month. Addition to the bar closures, Abbott, a Republican, said that restaurants will be required to back up to 50% capacity, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick talks about the step back.
Our people of Texas, they expect us to protect their life and also to protect their liberty, protect their freedom, and protect their businesses and their jobs. And that's a tough balancing act, and that takes calm leadership that's optimistic, that's based on data, and moving forward. So we're still moving forward with a slight pause. We were ahead of everyone else, and we're going to watch these numbers. But going back to a lockdown, that would have to be something catastrophic, and we don't see that in the future.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The New York Police Department says so far this month, 233 members have filed for retirement, double the amount compared to the same time last year. According to retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Darren Porcher, the lack of support from political leaders is one component. The second is the cantankerous relationship between the police and community with relations. In the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th, thousands of protesters have been marching daily against the police in New York City, and now hundreds are camping out in front of City Hall demanding Mayor Bill de Blasio cut over $1 billion from the New York City Police Department's budget. As Florida sees a surging number of new coronavirus, Miami-Dade County announced that it plans to close all beaches ahead of 4th of July weekend. The state reported an all-time high of nearly 9,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases. The county also may extend the closure if conditions do not improve, people refuse to wear masks, or social distancing measures are not followed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new bill to make the nation's capital the 51st state, and it's been approved by the House. As we welcome USA Radio's Kenneth Burns with the details.
The bill to make Washington, D.C. a state passed along party lines in the House of Representatives. It would allow for the admission of Washington Douglas Commonwealth to the Union. Douglas Commonwealth, named for abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who spent 17 years of his life in the city. The state's territory would exclude monuments and federal buildings such as the White House and Capitol Building. But the bill is not expected to pass the Senate, where Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes the measure, and President Trump vowed to veto it. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The Trump administration has agreed to give Congress, but not the public, the complete data on millions of small businesses that received loans from a $600 billion-plus coronavirus aid program. Senior administration officials told lawmakers they'll provide full details on the roughly $4.7 million taxpayer-funded loans worth $515 billion awarded under the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. It will be only a partial disclosure, as loans of less than $150,000 will not be publicly named as recipients, revealing only loan amounts and summary information broken down by zip code, industry, and demographics, and the number of jobs they helped protect. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.